BBC Six Music podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
It's classic song wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. We've picked some old ones to play you today, and we're talking about them in a ludicrous way, so check it out.
Welcome to another edition of Song Wars Classic, the programme... I never really got beyond that.
Oh, you're stopping?
I'm stopping there.
Wow. Classic Song Wars, here again, listeners. We remind you that classic is spelt how, Adam?
It's spelt, you can see it on the podcast right there, but it's spelt KQULLASISCQ.
Oh, it's got a U. I didn't know about that U.
It's got a... Oh, did I not put a U in it before?
I'm not sure I had a U in it before, but that's good. It's good for it to change week by week. It makes it easier for the kids. But listen, I wish that word existed because that would be very high scoring in Scrabble.
It would.
That's got the X and the Q and the U. The K is a 5, isn't it?
You're asking
something
the
like
guy.
That. Just ones for the L's and the S's and the I there. But
it's a silent X.
I mean,
X.
Two Q's. There aren't actually two Q's in Scrabble.
Are they not?
No, there's only one, I believe.
Really?
So you wouldn't be able to play it in Scrabble.
That's how cool the word is.
Are there any other words in the English language with two Q's? Quixotic?
No.
I don't think there are there? I think there's only ever one Q in a word in the English language.
Quack, quack.
That's not... Let's move on. Quack, quack. There's a man with three young children. For you.
You could play quack in
how do you spell
Scrabble,
quack?
Couldn't you? Quack.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have to have a dash between it. You couldn't play quack quack.
Haven't they got?
You could do the letter I on its side.
Haven't they got dashes
in
Scrabble?
The sort of thing dads do. No, they don't have. They don't have any punctuation.
What's the stupidest word you've ever played in Scrabble?
Oh God, no, I don't know. What, like a made up one?
Yeah, the one that
that's an impossible question.
Tried to get away
that's
with.
That's an impossible question.
Well, the classic one that I always remember is our friend Mark. His dad would get absolutely furious about Scrabble games, and he would play words like quit jut was one of his words.
Quit jut, he thought.
The
was
word
one.
Quit and jut, and then the word bip.
Bip.
He got absolutely furious when that was challenged. It is a word, bip. You know, bip. Quit jut.
It probably was a word in the like 30s.
Yeah. I mean, I've made it a word since then. I make a point of trying to use it.
Mm.
Bip.
Anyway, on to the business of this little podcast, Etina.
Yeah, so what are we doing here? We are, while we're away, listeners, rather than just leave you in a hole, in a void, a digital void, we thought that we would reacquaint you with some of our older Song Wars efforts.
Yeah, this is in the hope that some of you might be newer listeners to the show and maybe miss some of the Song Wars we did last year that have not been available on the BBC website, because Big British Castle rules dictate that podcasts can only stay up for a week. They don't get archived anywhere, do they?
No.
They just disappear. They dissipate into the ether.
And the other thing, of course, is that these songs have never been made available anywhere else. We
That's a good reason for that.
Yeah.
Because they...
Don't tell them.
Oh, right. No, there's no good reason for that.
There's no good reason
Why
for
haven't
that.
They been preserved?
Exactly, because they're so good.
They're so good.
You would think that they would be released as an album.
So this week we're looking at the Song Wars songs, what we did on last year. Yeah, is that specific enough a date for you?
No, it's a good sentence. Nicely
on
constructed.
Last year. We did them on last year.
Specific.
And the theme was Kate Nash. Now, some people might not know who Kate Nash is, Adam. Give us a broad description of Kate Nash.
Imagine Lily Allen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, good.
And
so we were doing parodies of Kate Nash because we felt she had a distinctive style, but it turned out we bit off a lot more than perhaps we could chew. It was very difficult to mimic the precise sound of her records and her voice, wasn't it?
We both went out and bought the album. I think it was called Bricks. I only listened to it the once and not all the way through, but it was sort of better. What I heard was better than I expected, really.
I think she's a lovely person and pretty talented, Kate Nash, and it would be wrong to just sort of do her down in a lazy way. But that is what we're about to do, firstly. And secondly, it's good for her. You know, she actually phoned us and said, guys, can you just take the mickey out of me, you know, throw some lazy old poop at me just so I get used to it, because I'm about to enter the tough world of fame where, you know, I'm going to be parodied and people are going to try and undermine me and stuff. And I want that to come from a couple of, you know, friendly sources first to toughen me up. Is that what she said?
Yeah, the friendly do-down.
Friendly do-hurling do-down.
She said, could I order a friendly do-down?
Yeah, so this is what she got. That's all rubbish as well. We've never spoken to her.
What's happened to her since then? Because that album was a couple of years ago.
Apparently she heard these songs and got so depressed she quit.
Probably, we don't know anything about what's going on in the world. And probably the week after we do this song, she'll have like a number one hit or something. That's the way it goes. I mean, her thunder has been somewhat stolen by Lily Allon. But Kate Nash always had something different. She had something a little more gritty than Lily Allon.
I'd say they can coexist happily.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I think you wiped the floor with me this week. There was one thing, though. Part of the stipulations was to use a Rolf Harris stylophone on this, right? Which you didn't do. And I did. And I think by using the stylophone is not a pleasant noise.
No, it's horrible.
It's a horrible noise. But I used it and therefore crippled my song slightly. But then your song has a very good rhymes and a very catchy chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still sometimes hum it.
Do you really?
Yeah, sometimes. It's very catchy. And I think it should go first.
Okay. Here's my Kate Nash song.
I was a bit depressed today, so I started thinking about binge drinking around 3 o'clock. So I went and done a little knock on the door of my best friend Mandy and my boyfriend Andy. He was Randy, I could tell, cause he kept looking at my bum like he was some kind of pervy bum fan. Bums and binge drinking and bums. When I get depressed, I like to go binge drinking with my chums. Why are you depressed, said Mandy, but not Andy. When we was at the shops buying Alka Pops, Mandy never stops asking me questions like that. So I told her, Mandy, it's the media, they make my bum feel fat. I have to go binge drinking just so I can deal with that. Bums and binge drinking and bums. When I get depressed, I like to go binge drinking with my chums. La 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 la, rooty toot, yeah, what I'm feeling, oh so blue. My bum is not quite perfect and my boyfriend's rubbish too. Oh my gosh, I was so drunk that night, I threw up on Andy and we had a big fight. Then Mandy puked and then we had a meal, and later on we all watched Balls of Steel. Then I felt quite happy, then I was sad, and I thought, I wonder how many drinks I've had. And then I threw up and then I passed out. It was so embarrassing, my bum was hanging out. Bums and binge drinking and bums. When I get depressed, I like to go binge drinking my chums. Bums and binge drinking and bums. When I get depressed, I like to go binge drinking with my chums. La 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 la, binge drinking, yeah, what binge drinking and bums. When I get depressed, I like to go binge drinking with my chums. La 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 la, binge drinking, yeah, what binge drinking and bums.
There you go. That was my Kate Nash song.
It's very catchy. It's got a terrific chorus and very good beats there. Is that entirely GarageBand generated?
That was one of the songs that I created absolutely from scratch.
Really? Using actual instruments that you kind of played, so to speak?
Yeah. I didn't use any loops in that. I think I might have used one or two sound effects.
Even those piano chords?
No, I played all those myself. And I think I imitated one of the tracks from her album, Bricks. Right. I can't remember what track it was. But
wow.
I really did
How
my best.
How pleased are you with that on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, it's a little jarring.
Just quickly, no waffle. How pleased
7.
Are you with that? Right.
7.
How pleased with yourself are you generally on a scale of 1 to 10?
3.
How pleased with me as a presenting partner are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Quickly. 2.
2. How pleased are you with James, the producer, on a scale of 1 to 10? Fast,
10. 10.
How pleased are you with the BBC, the Big British Castle, and the way they've treated us? Quickly.
11.
Don't think. 11. You're a good man. I tried to trap you there, make you say something.
Didn't trip up once.
Not even when you rated me 2.
How about this? What do you think of oranges?
A 10. I love oranges.
Yeah.
Mind you, I put them at 9 because satsumas are a bit better because the peel is a bit looser.
What do you think? Oh, damn it.
Nothing. I don't think anything.
I couldn't think of anything.
So listen, here's my Kate Nash song. It's got the old stylophone in it, which is a horrible noise. It's, you know, I don't know, if you had to make music out of some sort of torturing machine,
yeah,
this is the noise that it would make.
It does sound...
Something you clamped on someone's nipples to extract information.
They probably use these in Guantanamo Bay.
They probably do. And mine's a bit shorter, but here it is. What's mine called? Itchy Bum.
Itchy Bum.
Yeah, here it is.
And you don't deserve to hear me sing this wicked song about my complicated personal problems, including the fact that I've got an itchy bum, 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 bum. Now I'm sitting at the bus stop. My head is full of issues. My pocket's full of tissues. I wish that I could have a lion bar, but I cannot afford. All over my body. That's just another one of the complicated problems I'm gonna put into my next wicked song, darling.
So, Joe, you didn't even want to listen to it in the playback there.
I do find that stylophone very annoying, and it's tainted with loss.
Is it?
Do you know, it lost the competition,
sure,
so it's become a little bit stained with tears and blood and vomit and feces.
Did you get angry at the time about the fact that I hadn't...
Which flooded out of my body as soon as I heard I'd lost. You know, because this is a... because this is a radio program, often some quite startling things happen in the studio.
That
and we just don't mention them because who wants to hear about
man
bleeding, vomiting, pooing himself and crying at once,
all from his bottom,
really powerfully. All who wants to hear about that? Nobody. So
nobody.
we just carry on chatting as if nothing's happened.
You know, I'd forgotten
the studio was a mess.
I'd forgotten about it, but it was horrific.
It was horrific.
It was absolutely horrific. You just evacuated.
I know. It was
as
awful.
Soon as the results, as soon as the envelope was open, and you heard. Also, you were miffed anyway that I'd slightly bent the rules by what I did. In fact, I remember
I went to see the doctor after that.
Sure, you did. You needed to stay in hospital
he
for
gave
a while.
He gave me 45 years to live.
Yeah. That was a conservative estimate as well. But what I did, I think, was bring my stylophone in with me that week,
right,
and I played the riff live.
Oh, you lowly cheater.
You reckon that's cheating?
You played the riff live over the song?
Yeah,
as
it went out originally.
Did you?
That's what I did. You can go back and check
Must
the tapes.
Must have been a bit of a mess.
It was a little bit of a mess, but
Still won.
It still won.
And that's what matters in the end.
It wasn't an absolute thrashing, though. It wasn't like the Antiques Roadshow.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? So people liked it. Plus those songs, other fun fact, were featured in our cinema ad for this radio show in truncated form.
Ah, there you go. What movies was that before? Like Quantum of Solace.
It was before Quantum of Solace, yeah. I mean, did that ad do us any favours, do you think?
The cinema ads, did we see a spike in listenership?
Did we?
I think it was good. Of course it was good.
It was good.
I mean, to say it didn't work would be so insulting to everyone at the BBC.
Involved, exactly.
Who helped us make those ads.
That's not what I was saying.
And spent money to put them on at the cinema. I mean, what a privilege. And here you are.
No, trying
to suggest it was a waste of time and it had no effect.
No.
I mean, what kind of...
No, wrong.
Sometimes...
Wrongles.
That's the end.
That's what happens, you see. This is how I get into trouble.
If you want to hear those songs unblemished by Waffle, then you can download them as MP3s from bbc.co.uk/blogs/Adam and Joe, which is the address of the Adam and Joe blog that's full of all kinds of things, including those songs as MP3s. So if you're a DJ and on Friday or Saturday you've got a tough gig, you've really got to impress the crowd and fill
Fat
that
Boy
dance
Slim.
Floor, do not download them and play them.
Come on, Fat Boy Slim. He's going to be downloading Itchy Bum, scratching it all up.
Definitely.
Mixing it in. Do you know any other names of DJs?
MC Carl.
I was thinking of Carl as well.
Were you?
Carl Cox, I was thinking.
Really?
He's a real one.
Well, mine's a real one.
MC Carl?
Yeah, He does Thursday nights in a pub in Swanage.
He's very good.
He's very good. Carl.
Laurent Garnier.
Laurent Garnier?
Is he real?
Garnier.
Exactly, because he just sounds like, it sounds like a lady's feminine hygiene product or something.
They're not so famous as they used to be, DJs.
Timmy Tampax.
That's a kind of a 90s thing. If the 90s were the 90s and we're currently in the noughties, what's the next decade? The 1-tees.
The 1-tees, the teens? No, because you have to wait until you're in the...
it's the 1-tees, isn't it?
Is it the 1-tees?
Well, can anyone think of anything better? The 1-tees?
The 10s, the... That's a tough one,
that's
isn't it?
That's a toughie. Anyway, that gives you something to think about. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with another couple of random classics, spelt K-Q-U-L-L-A-S-S-I-X-C-Q. At the same time next week.
Have a good week.
On the podcast. Bye bye.
Cheerio. Bye bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Next time on Song Wars Classic.
The Quantum of Solace.
The Quantum of Solace.
I've written it down.
I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace
before I shoot you.
Adam and Joe
on 6 Music.